Jerry, do you know why there was a box of cereal on my doorstep this morning or over the last few mornings? Also see a few neighbours with it as well. Well, my next guest will be able to help us out on that because he is, of course, former Kerry footballer, current coach of the Armagh footballers who are doing particularly well in this year's Senior All-Ireland Championship, Kieran Donaghy. Kieran, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Why is there boxes of cereal flying around Tralee?
Virgin Media have brought 2 gigabyte full fibre broadband to the town, and obviously there's fierce excitement around the town this morning, so we're out from 7 o'clock just getting door to door and dropping off a bit of cereal to people that have prizes in the boxes, potentially €500 Harvey Norman vouchers, or there's a trip and a cruise, and there's golden tickets with other prizes, so I think people might get them boxes open. I know in my house this morning when I brought the 3 cereals home to us, the boxes were shredded pretty quickly to see if there was anything inside.
Indeed. I look, as part of the company's €200 million fibre investment programme, it's a doubling of the speed, which is a big benefit for people, particularly, I suppose, when we're seeing the figures of the amount of people who are working from home and relying on that home broadband there for their working needs.
Yeah, I think Virgin Media have made a commitment to have that in the town at such a level, which obviously will help people to work from home, but just every day-to-day life that we're all in now, I think broadband is critical to most households. I know I have 3 kids, and they get a half an hour in the evening, if all the chores are done, to wind down and watch a bit of stuff on the iPad. So whether it's that or the seriousness of having to do your job at a high level, broadband is critical to that. So
yeah,
it's great to have it at such a level in the town.
Could encourage more people to move back home and work from there and have Tralee as their base rather than having to live and work in cities, that's for sure. Kieran, look, on the other side of it, I know you've been on the road the last couple of years with Armagh. What a season it's turning out to be. I think after round one of the games where Kerry were beaten by Mayo, other matches were being played out. Very few people would have predicted that Galway and Mayo would be battling it out for a place in the quarterfinals next weekend. You must be delighted with last weekend and being safely in a quarterfinal.
Yeah, look, it's been a tough, I suppose, few months for us in Armagh, particularly because we played quite well during the league. We had a titanic battle with obviously Kerry inside and Tralee, and you know, we battled Galway, we drew with Mayo, we had a lot of big wins as well against Monaghan, but like, you know, it came down to Monaghan actually beating Mayo in Castlebar and us losing to Tyrone by 2 points, which actually relegated us on the last day.
Yeah.
And then we obviously had a run in Ulster and got to the Ulster final and performed really well against Derry and lost out in penalties, as well as losing to Galway in penalties last year in the All-Ireland quarter final. So we've been quite competitive and kind of getting better, but the results, I suppose, during the league and particularly in that Ulster final were pretty tough to take. So the team were really battling that throughout this group stage, which started against Westmeath, who people probably gave us a lot of criticism for their performance against Westmeath, but as we've seen the weekend, they should have beaten Tyrone.
Yeah,
they were 14 all with
really?
Galway. Yeah, they should be probably true as well. So, but I think the format has proven really in the last day that, you know, it is really exciting, and if it was promoted maybe slightly better, you know, people would understand the permutations and combinations that needed results to go certain ways. I know the Kerry group was really exciting with the performance that they put in against Louth, and then you'd Cork. I think there was a 1 point spread in that game below on Cork, that if Cork had only won by 2 points, Mayo would be second, which would have meant they would have avoided Galway. So like, the excitement that brought was unbelievable.
Yeah, it certainly was. Look, it's a new format this year, so it takes time to get used to it. It's all been done to ensure, I suppose, the split season as well. But it gets down to it now from here on. You've got a week off, Kerry got a week off, and then we'll see what happens this weekend to see who makes it true, and some very surprising teams in there battling for their very survival.
Yeah, look, it's knockout time now, Jerry, and there's no more chances for teams. It's kind of you know, it's really important now that you perform on these pressurised occasions. And look, these players, the modern day players, and knowing a few of the Kerry lads, I know Dylan works with us in PST, and you know, I see the commitment that he's given to it with his diet and his routines around work and making sure he's fresh for training. So like, it's at a really high level now, and guys are just priming themselves to make teams, make squads, and ultimately perform in the day for their team and get their team through to the next round. So you're going to see four unbelievable games the weekend, I feel. I think they're all pretty tight.
Yeah.
So that's going to bring great excitement.
It's probably the most open All-Ireland that there's been for years, would you say?
Yeah, well, look, I suppose we had Dublin probably really dominant for the last few years of my career, and you know, everybody was trying to figure out how to take them down, and they would keep continually winning those really tight games. And I suppose none more important than the one they got against Kerry in 2019 for the 5 in a row. Like, that Kerry team did an unbelievable job of pushing them all the way.
Yeah.
It was my first year out of retirement, and I was back being a fan, and I was working with Sky in the day, and I remember breaking an op-ed when Dublin got the equaliser in late on to force the replay. But look, they were obviously a really dominant team, and then you had Tyrone come along and get one, and then obviously you'd Kerry win a brilliant All Ireland last year, so with huge excitement in the semi-final and the final. So there's a lot of teams that are very competitive. I think you could see that with the Division 1 teams this year, Gerry. Everybody was beating each other, and there was results you couldn't kind of predict at the time. So yeah, look, it is competitive. You probably don't have that juggernaut in Dublin, but obviously they're still hanging around. They've strengthened up since last year. Kerry will always be there. I think you've the Galway or Mayo, one of them going out this weekend is going to be big, because they were kind of bought in the top three or four favourites wise to win it. So looks as though the teams have a genuine chance of winning it if they get a bit of momentum at the right time and get the rubber to green on the big day, which is always needed.
Yeah, should be pretty interesting from there. One final quick question. Look, people have been critical of football for overly defensive structures. Do you buy into that, or do you think that it'll get more exciting as the knockout stages develop?
Look, it's a tricky one, really, Ger. I think most teams now in the modern game are playing the same way. I think transitioning the ball has become a thing where before, you know, full-back players wouldn't really go forward, whereas they're all going forward. Now they're bombing up the pitch, they're trying to get on the scoreboard, they're causing havoc. Corner forwards have to follow them. They can't just stay up, or you'll be pulled off pretty quickly if you weren't tracking your man or you were taking the lazy option. So it's changed, there's no doubt about it. I think they have to look at the mark for the forward perspective, really. I think if they want what we're seeing nowadays with a lot of ball being kicked out to the middle of the field, I think that's the mark people wanted to see in the full forward line. That was the original rule they were talking about, which would be that it'd be kicked outside the 45 and would have to be caught inside the 21.
Yeah.
So that ensures that it's a 25-30 metre kick. It ensures, like Kevin Feely's point against Roscommon the last day, that's the marks that people see in the Aussie rules. That's the way it was brought into. Whereas I think the marks that we're seeing these days aren't what people want to see. It's slowing down the game. It's not making it enjoyable for viewers. But, you know, with the real epidemic with the kick out a number of years ago, and everybody going short and nobody going long, and, you know, I think the mark has really changed that, and I think more and more teams are going long these days. And if they looked at that inside mark, I think you might see more of like what Kerry did last year against Galway, Gerry. They pumped four or five balls in on top of David Clifford and Paul Gainey, and I think that's the football people love to see.
Yeah.
They love to see that 50-50 battle of two men going to compete for it. So if they could work on a way to bring a bit more of that in. But look, the game is going to evolve all the time, it's going to change all the time, and teams will come up with new ways to beat new ways, and you know, it's something that's obviously a bone of contention at the minute, but you know, being involved with a high performing team, and I'm sure if you talk to Jack O'Connor, he'd be very similar, that really you're kind of, once you win, nobody really talks about you having 14 men back at times, but when you've got the men back and you maybe not be performing to your own level, you feel the brunt of it in the other way.
Yeah, you do. Kieran, finally, a very important question. What about the box of cereal the Crows opened this morning? I wonder, was there a voucher in it?
Well,
is there a crow flying around with a golden ticket?
Magpies are attracted to shiny golden tickets, so maybe keep an eye out for a magpie, and if you can somehow snare him, he might have that golden ticket for you.
Brilliant. Listen, Kieran, look, thanks a million for talking to us about that this morning. Good luck with it, and look, good luck with Armagh until you meet Kerry. That's all I'll say.
No hassle, Jerry. So
all right, cheers. We'll talk to you again. Kieran Donaghy there with us on the line about Virgin Media 2 gigabit, and it's kind of strange the speed at which things are changing. It was 1 gigabit was the goal and the end all and the broadband that you wanted in your home. Now you have an option for 2 gigabits, doubling the speed, and it's key infrastructure we need in this county, that's for sure.